Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. These are podcasts that I hope will help you to have the most authentic, intimate, and satisfying walk with God that you possibly can. And today we're talking about how to walk your way to better prayer. In other words, why you will want walking to be part of your prayer routine. You see, sometimes, I don't know about you, but my prayer times aren't as varied as I'd like them to be. They don't have as much creativity as I would like. They can get a bit stale. And if that's you, then, like me, you need to go for a walk. A prayer walk. Let me tell you about the dog that changed my life. And yes, there is a connection. All will become clear. 15 years ago, my prayer life was utterly transformed by a dog. We bought a puppy. Little Jack. He needed many things. Cuddles, socks to chew, balls to chase, and, well, if you're a dog owner, you will know this, walkies. And it didn't matter what the weather was like outside, sun, snow, rain, fog, you had to get out there, or else you'd find consequences at home that were not pleasant. Well, I discovered something on my daily date with Jack. Once you're outside and walking, you might as well pray. And so often, I found myself praying, whether I felt like it or not. Suddenly, it was just something about being out there, walking, that caused me to begin to pray or to engage in my prayer life more deeply than I had expected. It's not that I didn't pray before I had a dog, but something about the regularity of the routine caused some kind of tremors in my prayer universe. I found a greater depth, a greater creativity, and a greater intimacy in my times with God. Now, it's 3 years since old Jack left us for doggy heaven. But I have to say, my walks are just as regular as ever. I find I can't go back. I can't go back and abandon the habits that have helped me to have this better prayer relationship with God. It's so much better, honestly, than I ever imagined possible. And I have my dog to thank for that. Of course, there's a bit more to it than that. But let's talk on about such matters. Let's talk about the places we pray. So there is a place for prayers in our room, Matthew 6, verse 6, or even on a roof, Peter in Acts 10, verse 9. But prayer outdoors is legitimate. I probably don't need to argue that point, but we do see Jesus doing it in Mark chapter 1 and Luke chapter 9 and other places. God spoke to people outdoors all the time. Abraham's servant in Genesis 24, Jonah in chapter 4 of Jonah, and Moses in Deuteronomy 34, and lots of other places. So maybe you've been spending most of your prayer times indoors. Well, how about getting outdoors for your next prayer time? I want to give you some reasons why this might be a good thing to do, and then three tips to make it happen if you'd like to follow through on that. So here are, first of all, seven reasons why walking is good for your prayer life. Firstly, number one, you see something new every day. Even if your route is the same, people and nature change and they alter what surrounds us. The weather, people moving around, moving things around, leaving litter even, as well as parking cars in different places, painting their house, tending their garden. Nature alters things through the seasons. New sights prompt new prayers. We see something new every day. Number two, the second reason why walking is good for your prayer life is that you see something often that prompts you to pray for people. I walk, as an example, past a homeless man who sleeps rough on one of my regular routes. I pray for him every time I walk past and every time I walk near, and I pray also for people like him. It reminds me to pray for other needy people, and I have stopped to talk to him when he's been awake. He's not usually awake, but I have done, and I'll talk to him again, but it helps me to see him as well as other people. It reminds me to pray for people. Number three. Third reason why walking is good for your prayer life, you are reminded of reasons to thank God. For example, on today's prayer walk, this morning I saw a blackberry bush and I had a bag with me, so I stopped to pick some blackberries. As I did it, someone walked past behind me on the path and he said, "Picking a healthy breakfast?" I replied, "Yes, and it's free." And he laughed as he walked off. And that just reminded me to thank God for all the things I take for granted. His free food on a bush for my breakfast. I shouldn't take it for granted. So I then was moved to thank God for the food in my fridge that I take for granted, the place where I live, where free food is available on bushes, the friendliness of strangers like that chap, the physical ability I have to walk in the woods, the fact that I have enough time to come out and pray like this, and so on. It reminded me. So that is a third reason. Fourthly, the fourth reason why walking is good for your prayer life, you are reminded of reasons to praise God. I don't know about you, but I love this. As I'm walking along, I breathe fresh air. I see green grass or a tall tree or the moon in the sky still there from the night before. The exuberance of young children running around, the playfulness of a puppy, the energy of a fitness fanatic doing press-ups in the park, the beauty of a lake, the splendor of a sunrise. These things move me to praise God. That's number four. Number five, fifth reason why walking is good for your prayer life, you have different distractions. Now, distractions always exist, indoors or outdoors, but when you're out, at least there, you cannot be distracted by the normal back-at-home distractions, the washing up and things you see in your house that need tidying or putting away or sorting out, or even your laptop there with the notifications pinging away. Removing the home-based distractions helps us to pray with greater clarity. Yes, you can be distracted outdoors by all kinds of things, but at least they're different, and so that can help your prayer life. Number six, the sixth reason why walking is good for your prayer life, you have better vision. My experience is that walking and praying helps my vision because I see things while I'm walking from a different perspective. When I drive past the town of Watford, I drive past it in my car, I see one angle on the town. But when I'm standing in the park, looking across the road of the town, I have a different perspective. It helps me to pray for my town differently. When I stop to talk to the dog walkers in the park, that connects my prayers to real people. I know their names, and then I pray for them. It helps my faith that the harvest is plentiful because I'm interacting with more and more different people. My vision is lifted by walking in different places and praying in different places. Number seven, the seventh and final reason why walking is good for your prayer life is you can imagine Jesus walking with you. And I like to do this sometimes. As I walk along, I say, Jesus, thank you for walking with me. Holy Spirit, I'm so glad you're in me. Father, thank you for being with me. Jesus goes with us all through the day, of course, but a prayer walk can help us to trust and believe and accept that he is walking with us just as he did with his disciples. I love that. There are seven reasons for why walking is good for your prayer life. Let's finish off with three tips, three ways to build walking into your prayer life. Perhaps you'd like to do it. You'd like to do it more or more regularly. Well, here are three things that may help you. Firstly, number one, know your why. Know why you want to go out walking and praying. Don't do it because I said it's a good idea. Have your own motivation. Pray about finding that motivation. Then I would suggest write it down. It is said that writing down goals increases the likelihood of them being fulfilled by 42%, apparently, research suggests. I don't know if that percentage will work for us with our prayer life goals or desires, but it does seem that writing things down makes a difference. So pray about the right motivation, your own, and then write it down. My motivation for going out to walk and pray is dot, dot, dot. Write that down and that will help. So firstly, know your why. Secondly, know your when. When are you going to pray? What commitment are you going to make about when you're going to pray? Is it one day a week, walking outdoors? Is it every day? Is it days of the week that start with an S? It really doesn't matter. But create a routine. Routines are powerful. They don't have to lock you into legalism. They just can help be the channel through which you find the habits building. For me, Monday is a longer walk, starting at 6:45 in the morning. Tuesday, Thursday and Friday are longish, again starting at 6:45. Wednesday and Saturday I usually pray about 8, and Sunday at 7 a.m. Those are slightly shorter walks. I vary the schedule, but that's the way it is most of the time. Number one, know your why. Number two, know your when. And number three, fully commit. Fully commit. No matter what, you're going out to pray. I walk every day, sometimes an hour, sometimes 10 minutes, but I walk every day. Rain, snow, sunshine, feeling great, feeling lousy, Whatever your frequency or timing, make it something that nothing can compromise. Fully commit. This is going to be part of my prayer lifestyle. So, three ways to build walking into your prayer life. Now, I don't want to give the impression that this is an exercise in military-style discipline. I'm personally not known as someone with particularly strong discipline, but I've got to share that regular prayer walking has changed my relationship with God for the better. It's changed me for the better. And it's led to spiritual breakthroughs. I don't think I'm exaggerating. It's deepened my love for God, and I'm not going to give up on something this precious and this powerful. So, no excuses. Walk out there and pray. If you can't arrange a walk in the woods or the local park, how about walking to the bus stop, walking to the car, walking to the office, walking to the shops, walking to the school, walking to the friend's house, walking down to the back of your garden, or even walking to church on Sunday morning. Some of us could do that. What a great prayer walk that would be, praying all the way to church. Anyway, I'm sure there's a way for all of us to implement some walking, some prayer walking into our prayer life. How about you? Do you already walk and pray? What are the benefits of that to you? If you do, what do you find helpful about the practice? If you don't, what stands in the way of you developing a prayer walking habit? Could I perhaps help you to make walking part of your prayer routine? You can contact me by going to coach.me and looking for me there if you'd like some regular personal coaching in this. But you don't necessarily need me for that. Perhaps you need a friend to help you, but I'm sure you can find your own way to developing this habit if you wish. So please leave a comment. I'd love to know your reflections, your ideas. We always learn best when we learn in community. And the more that I hear from other people, the more that I and myself will grow and learn. And won't we all? So please leave a comment where you hear or see this recording. I'm very grateful for the comments. I'm very grateful that you listen. Thank you so much for paying attention to this. And let me know how prayer walking might bless your life. Take care and God bless.